This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
There he is. As I was just saying a few minutes ago, what if the Mets have a big part in the National League winning this game? Paid Pete, MVP. He handled his business in April and May. You knew he was a lock to be in this game. Pete Alonso just hit a homer. A three-run homer. The great Sweeney Murdy told me that three-run homers win ball games. The National League's not about to lose this game. So the story is going to be about Lindor playing good defense. This is great. Sal's going to have to talk about the Mets and the impact that they made in the National League, the Mets All-Stars. They're going to talk about Lindor having a good game, right? Playing a good shortstop. I mean, he went 0-for-2 with a strikeout, but whatever. He doesn't have to do anything else at the plate. Pete doesn't have to do anything else at the plate. Pete Alonso's responsible for three runs. What if they win 5-2? Pete Alonso hits a three-run homer right there, and it's almost a lock for Edwin Diaz to take the mound. It's almost a lock for Edwin Diaz to come out there and get his three outs. And if that's the storyline, LGM, right? If that's the storyline, look at Ken Rosenthal interviewing Pete. Pete is one of the best in the game. He's an ambassador of the game, and he's a specific ambassador for the Mets. I don't know how many times I've said that. If you've listened to me, I told you. I went to Pete's party, and like Pete always like is selling other players on Citi Field, the Mets fans. Oh, it's so great. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. You should come sign with the Mets. You should be like, you're going to turn your back on Pete? I swear. You'll boycott the game because of Juan Soto, but you're not going to watch Pete Alonso hit a three-run bomb? That's your man's. He's definitely opting out, but that's your guy. That's the face of the franchise. He always gets the short end of the stick when it comes to Juan Soto. 888-808-1019. David is in Melville on the Fan next.
Hey, Keith. I'm a big fan. Listen to you all the time. I think you have a great mind for baseball. I really enjoy listening to your show, so I just wanted to start off with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so look, I wanted to talk a little bit about Soto. I think, we're on the same page here that he deserves to be an all-star for the National League. I just, from your perspective, what happened here? What was the issue? I mean, the fans didn't like him. I just don't get it. Why do you think he didn't end up getting voted in?
He got votes, but he was on the outside looking in. Ronald Acuña Jr. was a lock because it's in Atlanta. Ronald Acuña didn't even start the season on time. So if you want to make a case for like, okay, Soto's slow start. Ronald Acuña didn't have any numbers, but he was a lock because he's got a ton of fans. It's in Atlanta. They were putting him in the game. Fernando Tatis. Now, and you could make a case that like Kyle Stowers shouldn't be there, but somebody's got to represent the Miami Marlins. I think it's three things. He did not have the start that he should have as the highest paid player. He had a slow start. Nobody can deny it. He spoke on it. So he did not have the numbers. When you go vote, they put the players there. and they put their batting average, they put their OPS, they put their homers, their RBI. Like, he did not have it until he really started cooking up in June. By then, you know, we're past that point. The players, I'm telling you, the way that this guy carries himself, of course he has friends. And like last night, you got to see a lot of the Dominican players together. Fernando Tatis, Ellie De La Cruz, O'Neill Cruz, Junior Caminero, Vladdy. Like, they're a tight-knit group, but like, they don't have all the votes. There are some players that I know definitely were like, I'm not voting this guy in. He's having a down year. Maybe he skips a year in a Mets uniform. And then, you know, the fans couldn't do it and the players couldn't do it. And I feel like the league, who had the last say, they're like, no, we're good here. No, we're good here. Everybody knows Juan Soto. We're not growing the game anymore by putting Juan Soto in it. I think that's a mistake. I think that's incorrect. But they're not doing him any favors. He's got enough money. They're probably like, yo, go enjoy the All-Star game from your suite in Citi Field, bro. We're good without you. The game goes on.
I completely agree. I think that's the completely right take, the completely right perspective. I think that's exactly what happened. I just have one more quick question and point, and I'll hang up and listen for your answer. I appreciate it. So my question really is, you know, I'm one of those fans who likes both the Mets and the Yankees. Obviously, you know, I'm a Met fan, but I still root for the Yankees if they're not playing the Mets. My question is, what do you think they're going to do with the trade deadline? I mean, there's, you know, this is I think the Yankees are a team that could win this year. This is a team that could make the World Series this year. Are they willing to finally put all the chips in? Are they finally willing to put all the pieces on the table and say, we're willing to give up prospects if you give us Eugenio Suarez? We're willing to give us prospects if you give us a starting pitcher. Do you think Cashman and the Yankees are at that point to put all the chips in the middle of the table? And thank you, Keith. I appreciate it.
David, thanks for the compliment. Thanks for the call. No, I don't think the Yankees, I think they're going to bluff hard. And that's why I'm not getting my hopes up. Like, they're not about to trade Spencer Jones. Spencer Jones is like just starting to come into it, mashing now that he's with the Rail Riders. And part of that is probably his subconscious knowing like, oh, this is the last step. You know, after this is the show. Let's go. Like, if I dominate on this level, I have to move up. That's with anything in life. You dominate the level you're at, you have to go up. There's a homer right there. Who's this, Corbin Carroll? Look like Corbin Carroll to make it 6-0 National League. Yeah. Speaking of Corbin Carroll, there's Baxter from the Diamondbacks. If you're a Yankee fan, are you giving up Spencer Jones to get Eugenio Suarez? No. I mean, I'm not. Are you giving up Spencer Jones to get Eugenio Suarez in a package with Zach Gallen? I don't know. I'm not, bro. There's a part of me too, and I hate to say it. I don't think either team's winning the World Series. I've said that on the microphone. I've said that on this mic since the beginning. I don't think either one of these teams win the World Series. They both got to the Final Four. If they both get back to there, that'll be accomplishment. It's hard to do. It is hard to do. But with the Yankees, I don't see them moving on from their top prospects. They're definitely George Lombard, hang up the phone. Spencer Jones right now, I think, could be dangled out there, but I don't know if they punch it for rentals this year when everybody's going to tell you like, hey, the National League is much better than the American League. And, you know, there's only a couple teams in the American League, and, you know, it's the Tigers, it's the Astros, maybe the Red Sox, and maybe the Tampa Bay Rays. Speaking of the Tampa Bay Rays, before the break, I said we were going to talk about Tampa and what's going on there down in Tampa. And I've been kind of leading into this. I've been kind of teasing this and talking about this conversation that was being had over the last couple of weeks because, you know, I go down to Tampa every year now. It's always fun. One, Tampa, they lost their ballpark, Tropicana Field, in a storm. And that gave them every reason to say, okay, now we move. Now we rebuild. And in the interim, what did they do? They got on Airbnb and they found George M. Steinbrenner Field, and the Tampa Bay Rays organization is living in our spring training home. That's cool and all for that 15 mil. It wasn't cool when Devin Williams blew that 4-run lead and the Yankees were supposed to sweep them down there and they didn't. And it also wasn't cool when you hear rumblings about the league and Tampa are having conversations on what to do in the event that they are hosting the American League Championship. They are hosting the World Series. I said, the audacity of them. But why not? they beat the Yankees this year. They're a decent team with young stars and a good manager. They think it could be them. So they have to prepare. And in preparing for that, a couple things have materialized. One, they did get the okay to play their postseason games at the boss, George M. Steinbrenner Field. I tweeted today, I'm like, it must be destiny. It must be destiny for the Yankees to meet the Tampa Bay Rays in the postseason this year and then play a home-and-home series. The games are in. Like, that'd be lit. One, George M. Steinbrenner Field, I think, holds over like just over 11,000 seats. So they got to add seats. They're going to be so expensive. You know how expensive it is for Yankee Stadium that can hold 50,000 down there in October where it's warm, where all of us go every year anyway and know the roads and the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would be crazy. So, yeah, Mark Tompkin from the Tampa Bay Times wrote, breaking, MLB has decided that the Rays will have the opportunity to play all postseason games at Steinbrenner Field, including the World Series. So they're not going to play in Atlanta in Truist Park. And shout out to them right now. They're doing the Hank Aaron Memorial there. It looks amazing. If you're not watching this, I don't know why you would boycott this game. And shout out to Atlanta. I would be there. I would be there. If I had a sponsor to send me, that's the only way I was going to potentially tell my wife, I got to go. But I had my responsibilities at home and my household and taking care of my child, and that's paramount, to be there for my son instead of go, you know, interview players and go to parties and rub shoulders with influencers and other people in the industry. But yeah, they won't be playing in Atlanta. They won't be playing in Miami. They'll be playing at George M. Steinbrenner Field, where they're gonna have to add some bleachers on top of bleachers. They're going to have to add some seating. But imagine the Yankees playing there. Imagine the Yankees playing there and losing. No way. No way. And then the other news around the Tampa Bay Rays, they've been sold. So, you know, there were some prospects out there, but the Tampa Bay Rays, Patrick Zulipski has agreed to purchase them from Stuart Sternberg for about $1.7 billion. And they expect that to be completed by September. And this Patrick Zulipski, he prefers to keep the team in the Tampa Bay area over St. Petersburg. So they're going to get a new ballpark. They're going to build a new ballpark, and they're going to move out of that area. I don't know if you've ever been in that area. It's not bad, but it's just like, it's a way. You got to drive a ways from where like Raymond James Stadium is and the other stuff in Tampa to get there. So that's going to change. But yeah, the Yankees cannot lose a postseason series. That would taint spring training forever. And they just revamped the place. You guys went down there last year, right? Like, they have a new hot tub, cold tub, dining area, weight room, meeting rooms. Like, it's state of the art. It might actually be the best spring training facility in all of baseball. They lent it to the poverty Tampa Bay Rays for $15 million. But as many of y'all that like to call over six-game losing streaks and talk about what would George do and what George is doing in his grave, imagine the Yankees losing a postseason series down there on the field that carries his name? Yikes. Philip is in New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Phil?
Hey, how are you, Keith?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. First of all, I want to thank you for everything that you do. You know, I feel like you're the only one on the Fan. I don't mean to criticize anybody else. I'm not going to, you know, say any names, but I feel like you're really the only one on the Fan that actually speaks baseball, you know, correct logic, not just chatting and tripping about different things, random things. You don't get off topic. You go straight to the juice and you say it as how it is. I want to thank you.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. I don't know. I can't really compare myself, but I do what I do. I don't worry about what everybody else is doing.
Yep. Okay. I like that. So I have a quick question. Basically, I have a friend who's a hardcore Met fan. I'm a Yankee fan, obviously. It's fun. We chat, we schmooze, you know. This guy keeps on telling me, and I have other friends too, Aaron Judge. I'm like, yo, he's the best player, almost the best righty hitter that ever was, you know, all that. And he's like, you know what? It's going to hurt much more when it comes to the playoffs. However good he does, it's going to hurt even more when it comes to the playoffs.
What do you mean it's going to hurt? However good he does. If he does good, that's not going to hurt at all. We were waiting on Judge to be regular Judge in October.
What I mean is that history has shown that for some reason, maybe it's a psychological issue, Judge unfortunately has not, you know, capitalized nearly as he should be.
I understand. In the if he wins the Triple Crown this year and then he strikes out three times, you know, in the ALCS game five, it's going to hurt more because it's going to let us down. I remember going back and forth with people last year where I said, there is no strategy to overcome the struggles of the MVP. He's supposed to lead the way. So if Judge isn't right, we're not winning anything. I understand now.
Correct. So my question is why is he considered such a valuable player? I'm saying, do you think that he has maybe something to look forward to in October? Do you think that we should,
Why is he such a valuable player? He's arguably the best right-handed hitter we've ever seen. When you watch him, he's ridiculous. He can go yard. He can go yard twice. I'm mad. I went to the game Saturday, and I left. And as soon as I get in the car, he homered. He hit his milestone 350th homer. He's the fastest to 350. The guy can hit for average. He's got the highest average in baseball, the highest OPS. That's another thing Sal was going on today. I didn't hear it, but I saw it. Talking about if Cal Raleigh hits 50 home runs and the Mariners win the division, it doesn't matter what Judge does. He's going to win the MVP over a Judge. Yeah, okay. Judge, if Judge just stays at his pace, no matter what the Yankees do or what Cal Raleigh does, there's no way they'll vote for anybody else to be the MVP. Judge is on pace to have another one of the best right-handed hitting seasons of all time.
I understand. You know, MVP, Triple Crown, this is all, storylines, hype. But I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not an Aaron Judge fan. I personally think that Aaron Judge will not help the Yankees win a World Series. I'm just sorry to say that.
Yeah, then that will be a tragedy for us. Thanks for the call, Philip. But I live in a world where all I need is one. I live in a world where I've been saying this on The Fan all season. He failed at the highest level. Say it with me, folks. Some of you have heard me go through this before. He failed in the World Series. There's no Galaxy Series. There's no bigger stage to embarrass yourself on. Embarrass yourself. It helps you build character.
I just want to jump in and say that it's kind of sad to watch Aaron Judge dominate the way he's been dominating as a Yankee. The toughest position, I think, in New York sports is to be a great Yankee. I'm a Met fan saying that, mind you. We're not going to A-Rod this guy now because it's not like he's never performed in the postseason.
Good bringing up A-Rod's name because it comes up all the time. All it took was one for A-Rod to get a ring with the Yankees.
That's it.
All it took was A-Rod to get right one time and help carry the Yankees to the World Series. He didn't win MVP. Matsui won the MVP. Shout out to Matsui, Godzilla. But yeah, I live in a world where Judge failed in the World Series last year. When he gets back to the World Series this year, I hope he's got a slow heartbeat. Also in January, his daughter was born. You just heard me talk about my son. I am a different person. My son is a different person. I look at my son now. I'm like, this isn't a baby anymore. I have a fully grown kid, like a little person that can talk to me and tell me things and like needs me and wants me to be there and all that stuff. It changes you. It changes how you see every human being. It changes how you view life. And what I hope is that the situation isn't so heavy for Aaron Judge. The weight of the world isn't on his shoulders. That after he does fail in a postseason game, he goes home, he hears his daughter cry, he changes a diaper, and he realizes, like, he's already won. You know, I hope that if this is the season that it is, it comes off the heels of him failing in the World Series, being mocked. I don't know how many times people post him dropping the pop-up or him, you know, it is what it is. That's in the past. All I need is one. And that goes back to the Yankees and Brian Cashman talking about, we're going to go to town. What town you going to, Cash? Title Town? Because the Yankees aren't in the business of punting at the deadline with Aaron Judge in his prime, with Cody Bellinger in year one, with Max Fried as an all-star, with Carlos Rodon turning into an all-star, with Paul Goldschmidt here for a year, with Stanton another year older. They have to go for it. Me as a Yankees fan, I don't believe because I've been hurt too many times. I've been going through this for a long time, for 16 years, like half of my like fandom life. You know what I'm saying? But why can't this year be different? And why can't Judge carry us if they pitch to him? And if they don't pitch to him, I think there's enough depth in that lineup this year where the rest of these guys will make them pay. Whether it's a Trent Grisham, if he's still here, or a Ben Rice, or the guys that I just named or mentioned. Hopefully Volpe shakes out of it. I pray Volpe is having a great All-Star break. I hope he is disconnecting and not watching this and just getting right mentally, because we need that guy. We need a third baseman. We need a lot of things. But yeah, why can't Judge break that? All it takes is 1 year. All it takes is one October for him to have numbers like he has in the regular season. And he's not
a good point too.
He's not done. He's not done.
You make a good point about pitching to him. I don't think fans understand when you're not being pitched to, especially in the postseason where every at-bat is high leverage, it kind of throws your rhythm off. And a guy like Aaron Judge, he's a rhythm hitter. When he's going, it's about 3 to 4 weeks of dominance. When he's cold,
seeing pitches,
ice cold. But if you're not seeing pitches and then you start squeezing that bat tighter, the leverage situations get higher and higher. That all plays a role in why he's not hitting. Yankee fans are so caught up on him hitting that they don't even talk about him dropping the ball in the World Series. They're focusing primarily on
the
offense.
Yeah, we don't talk about that at all because, honestly, he had played an all-star center field. That was his first error. It just came at a terrible time, and they all unraveled behind that. But, like, that's not something that that's Yankee haters. That is people trolling Yankee fans talking about him dropping that power. We don't think about that. We think about him striking out a bunch of times. Like, people were ready to put him on the bench. Not me, but some crazies were ready to put Aaron Judge on the bench in the DS against the Royals. I'm like, we're going to beat the Royals. Like, Glaber, Soto, Stanton, you know, they're enough to get us through the Royal series. But it's funny, you know, as I talk about this team around him, as I talk about, you know, feeling like the Yankees have enough, plan B, the pivot, what they did, feeling like they have enough around Judge where if they don't pitch to him, right? Because when they do pitch to him, what do we all say? Why are they pitching to him? Let's say they do walk him all postseason. I think they do have the lineup to make teams pay. And it was funny because I just saw a quote from Judge. There's a lot that comes out of the media day stuff. I just saw a quote from Judge. I'm looking at my notes. I have so many notes to comb through. But they asked Judge about playing in the World Baseball Classic. Cal Raleigh will be playing in that with him as well. And Judge had the audacity to bring up Alex Verdugo's name. And I was just talking about how GM Judge has to take some blame. It's not all on Cashman. Judge wanted Verdugo here. Judge didn't want DJ DFA'd. Judge wanted Rizzo here. And he just had a quote, as I'm trying to find it, where they asked him about playing in the World Baseball Classic. And the only player he could have mentioned, anybody he's going to play with, he could have mentioned playing against Otani. He said, yeah, my good friend Alex Verdugo. Is that a homer? It is. Hold on 1 second. Let me finish this thought. My good friend Alex Verdugo is going to be playing for Team Mexico, and he's going to... And I literally said, Judge, let it go. Verdugo was a bum. Why are you still talking about Verdugo? Why are you even bringing Verdugo's name into the conversation? Okay. Brent Rooker, homer. The National League is on the board with a 3-run homer. Right now, the lead is 6-3 in the top of the 7th. Or did I say that backwards? The National League 6, American League 3. They're down 3 runs. But I did just say a few minutes ago, what if Pete Alonso's 3-run homer is the difference in the game? Then you're going to have to talk Mets. You're going to have to talk about this game. Also, Brent Rooker, shout out to him, as we're speaking about Judge's baby, my own baby, and being a father. Man, Brent Rooker had to go on Twitter and talk to some dum-dums that were criticizing him for feeding his baby on the field. My thoughts, as they kept showing his wife and his two young daughters, were that one baby looks to be under 1 year old. It's bedtime. It's 9 o'clock. They need to get that baby to bed. That's just the father and me, the parent and me. I'm like, his wife's got to go to the hotel. They got to get that baby somewhere safe. And why would you have those kids on the field anyway? But I think it's crazy. Social media sucks. We just let anybody from anywhere say anything. This guy said, hey, Rooker, did you really need to feed your baby on camera? Sometimes people just want to see you play. And he responded. He said, yes, it was necessary to feed my 11-month-old child her nighttime bottle at 9 p.m. Thank you for asking. There are children. There are young adults. There are fully grown adults, and there are fully grown adults that have children that understand what that is like, and then people that don't. And I feel like until you understand what that's like, you'll look at something like that and you won't understand why this guy is feeding his daughter a 9 o'clock bottle right now. Yeah, it has to happen right now. What are you talking about? All right, back to the calls. 888 808 101.9. Let's see if Robbie and Lennox is ready to go this time.
Hey, Keith, how are you? Sorry about that. A couple rough days. My brother passed away in Los Angeles.
Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, man. So forgive me my concentration. Yeah, I'm watching this game. I just heard you say they hit a three-run bomb, and all of a sudden I turn back on. It's 6-3. You never know. So anyway, you know what's funny? What I crack up about these All-Star games, the guy from Colorado, I mean, it's so funny. They don't have Juan Soto. But the one representative from the 27 and 72 Colorado Rockies is there. I'm like, who cares about this guy? That's why this representative from each team is stupid. It's supposed to be about the best players in the game, not representatives from each team. That's what's so dumb. Now, okay, I want you to play GM for a second. Do you think that Pittsburgh would give us the starting pitching and Charlie Hayes' son if we traded our young prospect George, what's his face, and then also the young outfielder?
Yeah, I think we can do a deal with the Pirates, and it's not going to take George Lombard Jr. or Spencer Jones. I think they'd be interested in some lower-level prospects.
Because we need a starting pitcher, and obviously a third baseman. I've been saying Jose Ramirez on this station for a week. I don't know why anybody is not talking about Jose Ramirez and going out and get him.
Because they're not trading him. There's no way. And they're definitely not trading him to the Yankees after they lost to the Yankees in the American League Championship last year. And he likes being out there in Ohio. So, yeah, I don't see that.
I mean, he's crazy. He likes being in Ohio. Yes, would you like to finish in fourth place every year, be an under 500 team, and do nothing absolutely in the playoffs? Come wear the Cleveland Indians uniform. You got to be crazy. If you don't give up your non-trade clause to come to the Yankees and sit in Cleveland, then you're like, I know you're standing next to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I know
that's how some of these guys are, man. They're ball players. They don't want to come to New York. Some of them fear playing for the Yankees. Thanks for the call, Robbie. Again, sorry for your loss. And hopefully listening to WFAN takes your mind off of that a little bit. Some of these guys don't care. Like Brian Reynolds, his whole no trade clause list is postseason teams. He don't want to be a Met. He don't want to be a Yankee. Teams that are most likely going to be in the dance. They're like, no, I'm good out here in P-Town. Like, some of these guys make their millions and they're good. They don't want to come and deal with the media here, the crazy fans here. They rather just play the game that they love and kind of live just like, not in obscurity, but live in a place where like they can go to the grocery store without people filming them. They can go out to dinner and be a little bit regular and kind of blend in. As a Yankee, you can't do that in New York. As a Yankee, you can't do any of that. Anywho, I was speaking about Brent Rooker, who just hit the 3-run homer. And now it seems, is that run going to score? Bobby Witt Jr. drives in that run. So it's now 6-4. Pete Alonso's home run is not the difference in the game. It's 2 runs, though, and those runs belong to Pete Alonso. But here comes the American League. Started off by the home run that Brett Rooker hit. Now, when you go back to last night with the Derby, I was already talking about they got to have a swing off, but I felt like there was an agenda. I felt like they were trying to push Cal Raleigh the entire time. Brent Rooker spoke about it and the injustice that he dealt with. He said, you know, maybe if they have it to the decimal point, they should display that during the Derby and not wait until everyone's done to bring out that information that might be helpful. Like, yeah, the fix was in. That was kind of sketchy to say, oh, well, yeah, you lost because of 0.1 of a foot and Cal Raleigh advances. Have the swing off. Have the just for the dramatics. But there's a lot of people complaining that the Derby was too long. With the bonuses and all the other stuff that they're doing, they're saying, oh, it's too long. They're not, they got to get to the action. Whatever, you can't please everybody. 888-808-1019. I'm looking at this. Ump cam, Jazz Chisholm gets on. And there's a little bit of a rally here in the seventh inning. So this is a good game right now. It was looking like a little bit of a slow game, 2-0. Then it looked like the National League was going to blow them out. Here comes the American League. So these last few innings are going to be tight. Look for Edwin Diaz to enter this game. Rodon has already been in for the Yankees. Peterson has already been in for the Mets. Their night is over. Jazz just got a knock. I don't think Judge has done anything yet. Yeah, Judge was 0-2, and now he's out of the game. So, I don't know. We'll see who the hero is as Dave Roberts goes to the bullpen right now to get this last out of the seventh inning. Let's take another couple calls here. Talking about baseball now. Talking about Judge. Kind of talking about the trade deadline. And talking all around. The Home Run Derby, the All-Star Game, and trying to get your thoughts and reactions on who do you think the Yankees should trade for? Who do you think they're willing to give up? What did you think about the All-Star festivities? I still say this, even in my chat right now, shout out to the live. In my chat, you know, Chris said, the home run contest was a total waste of time. And somebody else in the chat said that because I said that baseball's All-Star game is the best of all of the All-Star games. It's not just the game. The game is not the best. Sometimes these games suck, and they're not playing for anything now. What I meant to say, like, when I say All-Star game, I mean, like, the All-Star festivities that started with Dave Sims. Shout out to Dave Sims. We'll talk about Dave Sims later. Dave Sims was quoted in a New York Post article talking about the time off that he took back when the Yankees faced Sacramento. But Dave Sims went down there for the HBCU Swingman Challenge, which is like one of the kickoffs to the All-Star festivities now, where young black players from historically black colleges face off against each other. Then you have the celebrity softball game. Then you have the futures game where George Lombard impressed. Then you have the home run derby. Then you have the red carpet. And now finally you have the All-Star game and then the parties that'll go on tonight. And then everybody's flying out tonight and into tomorrow morning and enjoying the rest of their break. And I honestly think from my experience going to four of these that Major League Baseball does it the best. I think hockey is a close second. But the NBA, like, nobody cares. The NBA is so different than what it once was. It doesn't register anymore. And NFL, forget about it. Like, they play flag football. Anyway, back to the phones. It's 10:30. We've got another 10 minutes or so until I take the next break. Let's go to Val in the Bronx. Val, what you thinking?
Fierce, what's good, King? Long time no talk. How you doing, Dan?
Hello? You know, yeah. Val, let me do something for you. Hold on for 1 second, Val. I'm sorry. I had us confused with the break times. I was thinking we're going to 10:40. We need to break now. So let's break in the middle of the hour. When we come back, we'll go to Val. Val always has a lot of insight, things to share, and I like to give him his time. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Call us up. We'll be right back. All right. Let's keep rocking, man. Just kind of getting back into the flow of things. Me and Ray getting back on the same page. Keith McPherson on The Fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We're watching the All-Star game. We're talking about the All-Star game, the home run derby, the festivities. But then, of course, talking about the Mets and the Yankees and the trade deadline, which is like 2 weeks from now. You know the number to dial. We got people on hold. I started the call with Val in the Bronx, so let's go back to that. You got it, Val.
Yes, my man. Always the master of ceremonies and the master of your territory. That I appreciate you more than you know.
Heard you.
What's good? What's good? Yo, I got some things I want to shout out to you about the Yankees. But before I get into that, only because you mentioned it, a couple of things really quickly. Yo, that I'm sorry. You could call me the fool, and maybe I'm just biased when it comes to that, and I'm not the most objective. But I am of the school of just give that dude as many opportunities to do something. Because the ceiling on that, when Judge actually does get past this and blows out in the postseason, oh, my God, the potential for what that will be is so much greater. Like, I'm sorry. I would put my chips in every single time and just say, you know what, never mind what the history is. Give me another chance. And, you know, just one more thing before I get into my points. Yo, I hate to bring up, you know, other people's takes, but I'm tired of hearing it now. You know, the fact is, and you know me, I'm the biggest Soto fan that there is, whether he's on my squad or not. I love the show that he gave me last year, and I think the boy is a phenomenal talent. But the fact is, he was not an all-star this year. Can we stop with this, you know, all-star? Like, you know, it's not all-star caliber. It's not like, you know, somebody who could be. He was not, however it worked out, whether it was voted in or the players didn't do it, however you want to dissect that. Like, I'm hearing Lugau with this, yeah, but he's an all-star. And I don't know if Sal is on that wavelength too. If he is, I'm sorry. I love you, Sal, but y'all got it. He's not an all-star. That's a fact. He did not make the all-star team this season. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, no, he's not. He's not an all-star, and I don't know. We got it. Sometimes, like I said, we got to let it go. Like, the
That's
echo chamber
saying,
here
bro.
In New York, like, they're not thinking about him in other parts of the country. like we are. There are other people that were snubbed. There were arms that were snubbed. There were other guys. Cody Bellinger, some Yankee fans felt like his numbers were better than Javi Baez. He should have been in there. Like, it happens every year, right? Mike Trout is one of the best players we've seen in this last decade. He didn't make it because he didn't have the numbers. But he's Mike Trout. Yeah, but he's not an all-star this year.
Personally, I think that, you know, a little bit of that might have been to the fact that he switched leagues, because that latent love affair that you would have gotten with the people who just voted his name, he wasn't in the National League last year. So all they had to go on was just what he was doing early in the season. And I'm sorry, early in the season, I was the one begging people to believe in him.
Yeah, you know
what
it wasn't enough.
He wasn't doing what he had to do.
It wasn't enough, Val. You know, he came up short. But,
so to get to what I really called about, man, and this is what I need to, like, again, this is one of those abstract, I don't know how to put my hands on it, but I hope to goodness for all the guys that, a couple of innings from the game being over, whichever guys didn't go, please enjoy your break, you know what I'm saying? And then that day before it's time to come back, I need you focused on the task at hand, because we need to come back and go gangbusters. As much as we have that, like, I feel kind of, I don't want to say satisfied, you know what I'm saying, but I'm still hopeful, considering all the things that we went through so far for the season. The fact that we are in this spot and we still are striking distance, I need them to come back with a mindset of get that first series, and then we look at Toronto right there. We have a chance to get our division back. I don't know, like, anybody, both all the dudes that's sitting down at home that's listening, enjoy your break. I'm not trying to press you. But just keep in mind, when it's time to come back with a vengeance. We need to, like, gangbusters from the jump. You know what I'm saying? Fist,
yeah.
As always, son, your show, you killing it as usual, my man. Appreciate you all the time. Keep doing your due, bro.
You already. Stay up, Dunn. My guy Val from the BX speaking that Dunn language. You know, going back to what he said about Judge, man. Remember when Judge hit that grand slam against the Red Sox, I think in like September of last year, leading into October? That had postseason energy. That rocked the stadium like a postseason homer. Okay. I was at Game 5 of the World Series. When Judge homered, like that place, I still talk about it. And it sucks that that memory ends with how the fifth inning went and how the game ended. But I hadn't seen Yankee Stadium like that. Like I hadn't seen the reaction of the fans the way that it looked. And it was like jubilation, hugs, high fives. Like, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of that was tied to Judge, because you know what we felt like? Oh, Judge is unlocked. Oh, like, I think Judge had a double in that game too. We felt like, oh, the Yankees win this game and they go back to Cali for a game 6 and Judge is on. It's on. We're back. Maybe we could do this. But that Yankees defense, it was not there. But what I'm saying is, Judge being Judge in Yankee Stadium in October, if they actually pitch to him, he'll rock that place. And it's a different thing. Stanton had a big home run later in that game, and it didn't have the same feel as Judge and Jazz going back-to-back, and Judge being the one to crack that first home run to put the Yankees up 2-0 in Game 5 of the World Series, which just gave us a feeling of, like, we're not dead yet, and you've awakened a sleeping giant, and here comes Judge. We rely on him. It depends on him. He's the best player in the game. He's the best player on the team. He's the captain. They go as he goes. They follow his lead. If he's right, the rest of the team feels right. And you've seen it. When he slumps, the rest of the team slumps. Because he's otherworldly. He's a massive dude. Like, I don't know. You guys know the deal. I don't have to tell you. Anyway, speaking of Judge and Jazz going back-to-back in the World Series, and I never saw Yankee Stadium light up the way that it did, this new Yankee Stadium lighting up the way that it did, going back-to-back off Flaherty like that game 5 of the World Series. Yo, Jazz is not a home run hitter. He never was. He hits home runs, but he's not a power hitter that wins the home run derby. I had said last night, those little guys, and I said this before, I said, what's Jazz's frame? Was he like 5'10", maybe 185? They list him at? I'm like, those guys don't fare well in these type of contests. Let's see, his height, weight, they list him as 5'11", 183. So he's really 5'10", 175. And I've seen some of these home run derbies live. It's the guys that have the power in their legs and they don't have to be all upper body swinging.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You saw guys last night start to lean. You saw guys last night start to change their swing. And what Jazz said was, I didn't change my swing. And people were somehow upset with him talking about, yeah, I have fun. And yeah, I'll do it again next year if I have 20 homers. Like basically saying, like, if I fit the mold of somebody that's supposed to be in there, yeah, I'll do it again. But I had no problem with Jazz. For three, bang, he hit three homers in the Derby.
People were upset about him saying I had fun?
Yeah, because you're a Yankee.
Oh, God.
The object is to win everything. It's not fun to lose, Jazz. You embarrassed us. You made a mockery of Robinson Cano. And
what about Jazz isn't fun? The,
exactly.
In fact, they should be embracing him kind of in a lot of ways being
the fun guy.
Yeah, he's the anti-Yankee. The icy chain in the World Series last year.
He's the modern day. He's like the 2025, all that Yankee stuff that y'all used to and talking.
Out the window.
I don't have to abide by that. Like, I'm going to dress different. I'm going to act different. The Yankees are going to come to my apartment and do a day in the life with me. I'm going to be rapping with my homeboy in the living room. I'm going to be showing y'all my Jordan collection. I'm going to show you my cat and the lady that cooks for me. Then I'm going to get into my nice car and drive to the stadium.
He's like the most everyday guy Yankee that's been around here in a while. Like, he could be in the streets of New York anywhere just hanging out.
Yeah, I have no problem with Jazz. I'd love to meet Jazz. I had more of a problem with Jazz getting thrown out of that game in Cincinnati than I had with him losing. I don't care about the results of the Derby. That doesn't affect the Yankees. What would have affected the Yankees is if Jazz at 5'10", 170, went there swinging and uppercutting and swinging out of his shoes. That's another thing, too. I don't know if I got to this on the Fan, but like you got to know the dimensions of the ballpark, and this is a lefty hitter. That wall in Truist Park is so high in right field. Like, Jazz is hitting line drives. It's not clearing the wall. And then that brings me to the thought I had last night about how terrible the... I know they had it on ESPN and ESPN2. I think I watched it on ESPN2 in the living room. Then I went to the room, and that's when I got mad because I turned it on, and it went to ESPN. And I'm like, I don't need a split screen in the Home Run Derby. I don't need to see everybody's reaction. I don't need to see the kids run around. Show us the pitch. Show us the swing. And show us the flight path of the ball. We could not see where the balls were landing. And I know they're putting the like yellow stripe or the blue stripe on it. It's just like we've gotten so far with technology and launch angle and exit velocity and all this stuff. They think it's making it cooler. They think it's adding something to it. It's not. It's not. And some people bet on Jazz. No way. Jazz wasn't winning. I knew Cal Raleigh was going to potentially win it, though. The big dumper. He's got the legs for it. He's got the power for it. I actually put out a tweet leading up to the Derby a couple days before because I'm obviously a Yankee fan and a Judge fan. And shout out to Judge with the pinstripe white suit honoring Yankee captain Don Mattingly and his hitman suit that he wore. You know, I'm such a Judge fan, Yankee fan, and I'm completely biased. I think that they want to start this narrative. They already started this narrative, but I think they want to continue on talking about Kyle Raleigh as the MVP, and they wanted him to win the Derby this year as a way to be like, hey, you see Kyle Raleigh? He's on display for the world to see. Judge doesn't have to do one. I saw a Judge out there smiling while Jazz was going. He's probably laughing, like, I don't have to ever do this, and like, I know what it takes to win it. But with Kyle Raleigh, the agenda was on, the initiative was on, you know. And what I said on July 7th was, I want Raleigh to do the Derby. I want him to hit from both sides like Rutschman did in Seattle. I want him to go all out, win it, and then slow his pace down so Judge can catch him and pass him the rest of the way in 2025. Because I want that triple crown. Judge should have had it in 2022. I want it this year. And for that to happen, Kyle Raleigh's got to stop hitting homers. And don't let anybody tell you that if Kyle Raleigh hits 50 homers and the Mariners win their division, which they probably aren't going to do, but Kyle Raleigh's going to get those 50 homers, that is not going to give him the MVP over Aaron Judge, the captain of the New York Yankees, doing it for the New York Yankees, who already has two MVPs, should have three, but they gave one to cheating Altuve. That MVP is Judge's. But, you know, people get voter fatigue, as we talked about with Lamar Jackson going for three and Josh Allen winning it. Come on, yo. Like, okay, I give it to Josh Allen, but like at the same time, the numbers didn't lie. They did the side-by-side. I forget what NFL broadcast we were watching, and I was sure, oh, there's no way they don't give it to Lamar. And then if you go back 2 years ago in the NBA, you know, Jokic winning it twice, and or 3 years now, Jokic winning it and not winning a championship, they had voter fatigue with him where they gave it to Embiid, and then Embiid comes out of... or Embiid folds, and then Jokic comes out of nowhere, wins the championship, and wins the finals MVP. Like, whatever, I don't need your trophies. I got my horses. I'm going back to Serbia. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Talking about the Derby. No problem with Jazz. No problem with the you know, I think the Derby was still entertaining. It was long. Yeah, the camera shots could be better. I even think the voices that they have on it could be better. Shout out to Todd Frazier. But baseball's trying, and I think the game is alive and well, and this game is alive and well. 6-4. National League over American League, top of the eighth, no outs. Let's take a break here. More of your calls when we come back. I still have plenty of time. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go. KM to AM returns right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quickly, before we get to the next break and update, your nighttime host, Keith McPherson on The Fan in New York, talking sports. What else? Try to keep it to that. I will try to keep it to that. Good game here, though, right now. Final out for Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, in the eighth inning. It's 6-4, going bottom eight here. Let's see if we can get a couple calls in and keep this thing rolling. Tom is in Bergen County on The Fan next. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Keith, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Awesome. I love listening to you and your commentary, especially with baseball and your experience with the jewel events of MLB. And you're right. Baseball does a great job. They also don't compete with anybody this time of year, right? See, tomorrow will be the only day on the sports calendar where there's no sport. Think about it.
I'm like, there's probably WNBA games. But, yeah.
True. Also, my bad. I shouldn't have neglected them, but no NHL, no football, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah, not the major sports.
Right. And so baseball's got a lockdown. My one point, though, is you didn't like the split screen, but I think the split screen is necessary because they put the dopey clock on the derby. So you can't track one ball at a time. They make it rapid throw. Last year, when they cut back and forth, I was nauseous. You couldn't keep up with the camera work. At least the split screen, they kept one angle, like, so you could watch. Oh, there's the swing, there's trajectory. But the balls don't land and the guy throws the next pitch. It's because the derby is fundamentally wrong. It shouldn't be a timed contest. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, that was the first time they had a clock in baseball before the pitch clock. And I'm like, at first I thought it was okay, but I don't know. They keep changing things and fixing things, and I still thought it was entertaining. I thought it was a good derby, but at the same time, I'm like, I just want to see the pitch, the swing and the flight of the ball. But like you said, you got to keep an eye on the clock, right? Like, that's the suspenseful part of it. Like, you know, how many pitches do they have left and how much time do they have on that clock?
And that's why these guys get rushed. You see them like swing, 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 sweat, Gatorade kids, swing, swing, swing. And that's like kind of not the art of baseball. You know, like the power swing.
Not at all.
It's
specifically for this challenge of hitting as many home runs as you can or hitting more than the guy you're going up against before you. I don't know. I don't hate it. I don't love it either, though. I watched it last night, and I just was like frustrated that it, you know, we're not able to see where all the balls land.
No, it's like golf. Imagine following tee shots from a tee box rapidly. And those golf camera guys are the best in the business. You'll follow a ball, you know, 300 yards. Those guys are good. But it takes a while for the ball to land. You can't have another guy swing another ball, you know, swinging another ball. It's just, it's a TV challenge, and you're right. It's supposed to be a competitive contest, but respectfully, thanks for listening, man.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining so much about it. I understand what it is. It was just a little thing, and I think I tweeted it out last night. Like, the split screen for me is not it. I feel like they can on one screen show the pitch and the swing and then cut to the camera, you know, flying. But why can't they do that and keep the clock on the screen while the ball is in the air? Whatever. It doesn't matter. And like I said, I think the commentary could have been better, but they're working on it. Next year is in Philly, and I cannot wait for it to be in Philly. And I didn't go this year to Atlanta, which is a cost-effective city and not too expensive to fly to, but I'm like, I'm driving to Philly next year. I'm going to Philly regardless. So I'll look out for, you know, for the details and the things coming on with the Citizens Bank Park All-Star festivities next year. When we come back, I'll mention some more things that I thought that they did wrong. And we'll take your calls on it as well. 888-808-1019. Let's go to the break and the update right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.